You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
...and performing well on an AP exam.
Hall says only 40% of students of color are taking advanced placement courses and that they should be able to pass. He says his group's goal is to make that 100%.
Currently, nationally, there are 4 out of 10 students of color who are able to succeed in the exam, but who are not actually taking the course. So the College Board, along with our members, we're committed to making that 100%.
You can learn more from your local school district or go to exploreap.org or collegeboard.org. Israelis are marking Holocaust Remembrance Day. Sirens brought the Jewish state to a standstill earlier today as thousands stopped whatever they were doing and paused for 2 minutes to remember the millions who died at the hands of the Nazis during World War II. The official ceremony was held yesterday at Israel's Holocaust Museum, and hundreds of smaller events marking the somber occasion are taking place today. You can find more special interest stories, news, and headlines online at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
At 11:04, it is 56 degrees in Flemington. The forecast for today is mostly sunny with a high near 69. Tonight, there's a slight chance of showers after 2 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 51. Friday, showers likely mainly before 2 p.m., cloudy with a high near 61. But then Saturday looks to be a great start to the weekend, mostly sunny with a high near 75. And Sunday, it cools off a little bit, sunny with a high near 62.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. And for once, I am in total agreement with Jennifer's song choice. The Library Show starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices. Hold on 1 second, I'm chewing gum like a moron. In downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, everything you need to know about the Friends of HEL book sale. It's only 2 weeks away, Jennifer. Information about our upcoming Comic Fest and HEL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. Jennifer says that if you work faithfully 8 hours a day, you may eventually get to be boss and work 12 hours a day.
I wonder why in the world you ever did that.
Musical programs, exhibits, Friends of HEL gift basket, and more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
I'm going to throw my gum away.
Okay. Good job. I didn't even notice.
I'm sure it came out loud and clear over the air.
We'll check the archives.
So how are you? Welcome to the Library Show. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Jim Thatch. Jennifer Winberry sitting across, and you played Strawberry Fields Forever by the Beatles.
I did.
Is there a reason?
Well, the first thing is I really couldn't come up with a song this morning. So I called their South County branch, who lost one of their longtime employees earlier this week, Jennifer Heater. And I said, you know, what would be good for Jennifer, and they said, oh, something Beatles.
She loved the Beatles.
She did.
Oh, darn.
So I was flipping through.
As I do.
And I saw Strawberry Fields Forever, and Jennifer was a gardener, and she was a cook, and she was a decorator, and I just, it jumped out
very
at me.
Very nice tribute. Jennifer, that's very nice. Little Beatles history then. Let me tell you about the song Strawberry Fields. John Lennon wrote it about a park near his home, or it's actually an orphanage or a home for children near his home that he used to cut through when he was a boy.
Yes.
So it was about his childhood in Liverpool, England. Also, the big controversy about the song is that at the very end, John Lennon murmurs something. And it's been
murmurs,
a debate a what he actually said. A lot of people believe he said, I buried Paul, because if you remember or don't remember, for a long time there was a conspiracy theory that Paul McCartney was killed in an auto accident in 1966 and replaced by an imposter, a lookalike, that took over his career.
I never heard this.
It is true. Actually, there's been films and books written about
this.
It's a whole story about it, and the Beatles left clues in their songs and albums to hint at this, that this had actually happened. So
I remember that
about cult
following the album
about
with
this.
The people walking across.
So I buried Paul, supposedly Johnson. John said he said cranberry sauce, or what is it? Strawberry jam or something like that. He didn't say that. But so that's for you to decide. Listen to Strawberry Fields Forever, the very end, and you let me know what you think John Lennon said there.
Okay.
So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay, Jennifer, we have...
do we want to talk about the program we had Thursday night, or has that gone
over forever?
We had Travis Wetzel, Bluegrass Fiddler.
I apologize. Jennifer
right.
was there that late.
We're up to about three glasses of wine by now, Jim.
get you a bottle.
That means we don't get to share it, though. Travis is, he plays at the Grand Ole Opry. He's moved to Tennessee, probably the heart of, Tennessee, Kentucky, the heart of bluegrass music. But he still makes his way north once a year. He and his mother were headed out to Lancaster after they were finished where they used to be.
So how was the show? Tell me.
The show was very good. He played different songs. I mean, Travis has been coming every year, and after a while, you knew what was coming next.
Exactly.
He did not play
the Orange Blossom.
He did not play Orange Blossom.
Oh, well, you've got to play that one.
Which is just, he played Sweet Georgia Brown, which he does a really, and Ron Goldstein played the bass, and Bob Souter played the banjo, and Bob Souter actually is in the next, is in a crowd scene in the next Rocky movie.
Did he make the film?
He did.
Oh, very good. Actually, I spoke to Bob Souter today. Borderline will be coming back to the library October 14th.
Oh, excellent.
His country and western band.
That's really, yeah, his wife was there too. And so it was a really good, it was really well attended, and everybody, and Travis is a very generous performer. He played till 9:30.
Yes, he really loves to play. That is one thing
you
can say about him.
So, and he, of course, stopped at Marinelli's and brought pizza.
Oh, yeah?
He always stops at Marinelli's. He always talks about how much he loves the food at Marinelli's.
I'm sure the pizza in Hunterdon County is way better than the pizza in Tennessee.
No offense to any Tennessee
Which pizza. I've been thinking, Jennifer, and I'm going to throw the gauntlet down here. I think our library, the people of Hunterdon County are very fortunate. We have a good library.
We do.
Name me a better library.
I think it's hard to quantify which library. I mean, we definitely do. We have the best library for our community, certainly. Some libraries have rows and rows of computers and after-school activities because they're more inner city or more rural, and that's what their communities need.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're very
great
receptive.
Answer, by the way.
Thank you.
I put Jennifer on the spot there, and look at that answer, like she prepared for
you
it.
You like that?
I'm very
impressed,
actually.
It's, I believe it. You know, I think we're very responsive to what the community needs and what the community asks for.
And just our concert and speaker series and the fact that we have a radio show.
Yes.
Not many libraries have that, Jennifer.
I think, and you know, we were number one in the state with Maker Day attendance.
Maker's Day was another thing. Comic Fest coming up, which we'll talk about in a little while, promises to be a huge event. The art show, the film fest, which we'll be advertising soon with the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, the outdoor art show, the photo show.
The Friends Book Sale.
Friends Book Sale, which we'll talk about briefly here soon, and the outdoor concert series, the gingerbread competition, the promotions with your library card?
You know what?
Museum passes?
I think a lot of it is we've I know. I go to a lot of other libraries and look, and I think other people do, and I think we steal the best ideas from other
downloadable
libraries.
Downloadable audiobooks?
And put them all in one.
Make them all, nothing wrong with that, Jennifer.
I know, but I think that's...
Community benefits?
Yes.
A good idea is a good idea, Jennifer.
That's right.
Okay, so. Programs coming up this week. Today, Fred Miller visits the library with his next installment of his afternoon concert series. Today, he'll be singing about Alan J. Lerner, the lyric libretto writing half of Lerner and Lowe. Lerner and Lowe, I'm not familiar with them.
I'm thinking My Fair Lady.
My Fair Lady? Okay. Not my favorite play, by the way, Jennifer.
Even with the race? Even
stupidest premise for a play ever.
We'll tell that to George Bernard Shaw.
Did he write the book?
No, he wrote the play Pygmalion that the musical is based on.
Pygmalion?
Uh-huh.
What does Pygmalion mean?
I don't know.
Isn't it dumb, though?
I don't know.
The whole movie's about a guy who's great at teaching speech, or is it
a speech professor
teaches a woman how to talk nicely.
I was going to say talk good. How is it different from Pretty Woman?
What's
Higgins?
Is Pretty Woman kind of a in the same vein?
I mean, I don't know if that was what was on their mind, but
so it's the kind of thing. So it's a rags to riches kind.
Oh yeah, she's a hooker and in Beverly Hills. She meets this guy.
Talking about My Fair Lady, Jennifer.
Listen, oh.
I know you're trying to switch gears.
No, I'm sorry. I thought you were asking about
your favorite.
No,
movie.
She was a flower seller, and he decided to make her his project.
But a whole play about that. I don't know. Okay. What do I know, Jennifer? I am uncultured. So that's Fred Miller singing about Alan J. Lerner, who may or may have not wrote the words for My Fair Lady. We don't know. That's today at 2 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. If you're in the area, please stop by. And if you've never heard Fred Miller, take a listen and see what you think. Mm-hmm. He'll have one more concert in the spring series on May 21st called Heaven, I'm in Heaven, which is the Sun, Moon, Stars, and Romance, an American popular song, which sounds like a great one.
My Brigadoon. Brigadoon.
Oh, you wrote Brigadoon. Okay, Jennifer, interesting. So
just
Heaven.
Keep going.
name a classic song that has either the sun, moon, stars, or romance in it, because that's what Fred's going to sing. Sun, moon, or stars.
Well, how about, isn't there a Frank Sinatra, the sun above and the stars above?
Fly Me to the Moon.
Fly Me to the Moon.
Very good. You got it.
Dean Martin.
And also today, in conjunction, does that make sense?
Yeah.
In conjunction with the Fred concert, the veterans representatives from New Jersey's Department of Veterans Affairs Office of Rural Health and Home-Based Primary Care will be in the lobby to answer all your questions about this topic. They'll provide information about the work of providing primary care from house calls, blood work and vaccinations, nutritional counseling, social work services, among others, done in the comfort of the veteran's home. So if you're a veteran or the family of a veteran or no veteran and you would like to learn about this rural health program, I think you should stop by the library today. They'll be there at the library starting at what time, Jennifer?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
So from 1 to, say, 3?
4.
1 to 4.
Let's say 4.
Okay.
And, you know, can I mention, I forgot, this was out of order, but the Robotics Club from Hunterdon Central was at the library last night. They did the Teen Cafe program. Well, it was actually students 4th through 6th grade. And I heard from Amy Jo, who's at our IT department, her son went, and he didn't want to leave to go to baseball. And Charlie lives, breathes baseball.
Interesting.
So they had a lot of stuff set up, and it was really neat.
Yeah. Tonight at the North County Branch Library, we have another interesting program. Raconteur Radio presents Gaslight, a staged radio play at the North County Branch tonight at 7 p.m. Now, they're just going to be some voice actors up front that are going to do a, you'll be able to see a radio show, how it's produced with the sound effects, etc., live. So that's a unique thing, Jennifer.
It is.
That's tonight at the North County Branch Library. If you'd like more information on any of these programs, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar in the lower right-hand corner, and all these events flyers will be there with all the information you need to attend. So follow along at home.
This Saturday, April 18th, from 10 to 12, the Bookmobile will be at the Hunterdon Medical Center for their Environment, Our Health Resource Fair. It's outdoors, so it looks like to be a really nice day. You can build a rain barrel, energy-saving lighting fair. There's a Shred-It truck available for free. Nissan will provide information on their electronic car, the Leaf. ShopRite of Flemington will be there, and there will be planting activities for children and many more.
Finally, one more program early next week, which Jennifer will tell you about since he booked it and could tell you better about it.
Gardening author and historian Marta McDowell, her latest book, Beatrix Potter's Gardening Life. The Beatrix Potter is, of course, the author of Peter Rabbit and His Friends. It was published in 2013, and it takes readers on an engaging and delightful journey through the intersection of gardening and literature.
Is that Watership Down? Was that the name of the book?
No, Peter Rabbit. Watership Down was Richard Adams. It was a big, thick book.
Wasn't it about rabbits?
It was, but they took over the world. This rabbits is Peter Rabbit in the garden, Mr. McGregor. They're little white books.
Right. What was Watership Down about then? Why did that pop into my head?
Bad rabbits. I don't know, because there's a big rabbit on the
rabbits
cover.
Took over the world?
Mm-hmm.
In Watership Down?
Mm-hmm. I'm oversimplifying.
I need a book review on that. Did you read Watership Down?
I've never read it. I shelved it a lot as a shelver. And Martin McDowell also wrote a book on Emily Dickinson's gardens up in Amherst, Massachusetts. She's written a book on, I've gone blank, Wildwood Arboretum, which is in Morris County. It's just over the line from Tewksbury. It's just sort of where Morris, Somerset, and Hunterdon come together. If you've never been there, definitely take a look. They have a spectacular lilac collection.
Really? What's the name of it again?
Wildwood Arboretum. And it was founded by two brothers, Henry, and I forget his brother's name, Tubbs, and Chinese Ernest Gordon brought plants back for them, and it's really a spectacular place, and she's written a short history of that, too. So she'll be here on Tuesday, April 21st at 7 p.m.
Very good. It's time for our first commercial break. We'll be back with more of the Library Show right after this.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Crime Stoppers of Hunterdon County and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce are offering a free seminar, Keeping Your Business Safe, on Tuesday, April 28th at 5:30 at the Historic Courthouse in Flemington. This program will include a presentation by Prosecutor Anthony Kearns and then an in-depth discussion by the FBI about physical security and identity theft, followed by presentations on cloud security. Registration is free, but please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-782-3909 to register today. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Don't know much about history. Don't
Welcome back to the Library Show. It's that time, Jennifer. It's April 16th, 2015. Let's find out what happened on this date in history. Little trivia game I play with Jennifer every week. Sometimes she gets mad at me for being mean. Other times she does pretty well. Let's see what today brings. Okay, Jennifer, let's start with April 16th, 1941.
Starting that late?
I am indeed. Is that okay?
Sure.
Is that okay with you?
Okay with me.
Why, did you study up for earlier history and I'm going to...
I didn't.
All that wasted time?
No.
Okay, Jennifer, on this date in 1941, the only opening day no-hitter was thrown in the history of Major League Baseball. Give me the team, give me the opponent, give me the actual pitcher, anything.
Cy Young.
Incorrect.
That's too new for Cy Young.
Rapid Robert was the pitcher's nickname.
American League.
That is correct. Little thing.
Narrowing it down.
Bob Feller, Jennifer, of the Cleveland Indians.
Really?
Beat the Chicago White Sox 1-0. The only opening day no-hitter on this date, 1941.
Well, he had the advantage playing the Chicago White Sox.
April 16th, 1947. Bernard Baruch describes the relationship between the United States and the Soviet Union with this new term.
Cold War.
Cold War was coined by Bernard Baruch, a philanthropist, wealthy businessman back in the early half of the last century. April 16th, 1961, Jennifer. Let me see how I'm going to... In a nationally broadcast speech, Cuban leader Fidel Castro declares what? Nationally broadcast speech, Cuban leader Fidel Castro declares something pretty world-changing.
The Cuba's borders are closed?
Probably along with that, Cuba is going to adopt communism.
Okay.
So I'm sure closing the borders led right after that. Okay, Jennifer, on this date in 1962, the most trusted man in America takes over as lead anchor of CBS Evening News.
And that's the way it is.
That is the way
Walter
it is.
Cronkite.
Correct. Very good. April 16th, 2007, Jennifer, Sung Hui Cho guns down 32 people and injures 17 before committing suicide on what college campus?
Virginia Tech.
That is correct, which led to all those emergency blue lights you see on every campus, college campus. And Michael Pohl from Flemington, New Jersey, unfortunately, was... killed in that massacre. Okay, Jennifer, that's it for history. Now, moving on to name recognition. People born or died on this date, April 16th. Let's go back to 1867. Is that early enough for you, Jennifer?
Okay.
Actually, let's go back to 1850. We'll start with a died to get your interest into the game. Marie Toussaud died on 1850.
I don't know what she was, but I know she's famous for the Wax Museum.
Correct. Founded Madame Tussaud's Wax Museum. Okay, Jennifer, born on April 16th, 1867, Wilbur Wright.
One of the Wright brothers who flew the first plane over Kitty Hawk, okay. Where your uncle was.
Correct, and he was actually the one who flew it. Orville was the one who documented it on the ground. 1889, Charlie Chaplin is born.
He was his nickname was the Little Tramp. He was a silent movie. Didn't we talk about him just recently? His wife was Una.
We might have. Can you name one film?
Something about a railroad.
Something about a railroad. Terrible title for a movie.
I know. Yeah, no.
Okay, you got it. April 16th, 1921, Peter Ustinov is born. Ustinov.
He is an actor. I cannot name a movie. Is he Angelica Houstonoff's? No, that's Angelica Houston. Peter Houstonoff. Nope, no idea.
He was in a lot of movies. I just know from he was
actor.
In Blackbeard's Ghost, one of those terrible Disney movies from the 70s.
Oh.
April 16th, 1924, Henry Mancini was born.
Pink Panther. He's a band leader with Pink Panther, Baby Elephant Walk.
Did he do Baby Elephant Walk? Mm-hmm. Very good. 1934, April 16th, Robert Stigwood.
What was the year?
1934, born. On April 16th, Robert Stigwood. Most famous for being the manager of the Bee Gees.
Really? And I missed that?
Are you a Bee Gees fan?
Oh, my gosh, huge.
And then he was an English promoter. It had a little bit to do with the Beatles at one point of their career. Okay. 1935, April 16th, Bobby Vinton was born.
He was a singer, kind of a crooner. Did you do Roses Are Red?
Very good. That's
it. Excellent.
That'll give you a correct answer. April 16th, 1952, Bill Belichick is born.
He's a baseball?
No. This is sports, I only mention sports people if it's
golf.
Topical, Jennifer.
Oh,
he's golf. He did something big recently. It's not golf.
No.
Not that recent. He was the coach of the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
Oh, that's why his name sounds familiar.
Also, the main figure in Deflategate. What is Deflategate?
Oh, when they said the balls were deflated.
See, so you know exactly who he is, Jennifer. April 16th, 1965, John Cryer is born.
Nope.
No idea. John Cryer, an actor most recently in Two and a Half Men. Did a lot of Neil Simon plays on Broadway. Was in the
movie. Saw Two and a Half.
Was in the movie Pretty in Pink. Was it Pretty in Pink? He played Ducky. Was that Pretty in Pink?
Or 16 Candles.
That wasn't 16.
No,
I think it was Pretty in Pink, yes. 1971, Jennifer, Peter Billingsley was born. Peter Billingsley. Most famous for one film role when he was a child.
Which would have been in the 70s, which would have...
A holiday movie.
Been when I would have watched it. Was he Ralphie?
Correct. Ralphie Parker from A Christmas Story.
Oh. Huh.
Great deduction there, Jennifer.
Thank you. Thank
and finally died on this date in 2002, Robert Urich.
He was a movie star. Was he a TV star?
Both.
I'm thinking something 70s, something detective-y, something police-y.
Very good. Yes. I think he did a couple. He did Spencer for Hire, but also was famous in Vegas as Dan Tana.
Yes, Spencer for Hire.
And he was also in Lonesome Dove, a great, you ever see Lonesome Dove?
Mm-mm.
Great Western.
It was a miniseries?
Miniseries, correct. And that's Robert Urich died today in 2002. And that's Today in History, Jennifer. He did pretty good.
Not bad.
Fair. You didn't get mad at me, at least.
I didn't.
So it was a plus. Okay, moving on. What do you got over there for me?
What do I got over here for
you? Did you prepare anything for me?
I did, and I left it
something
on my
desk. Something to humiliate me? I hope so.
No, it's not to humiliate you. I have something, and I left it on my desk.
What was it?
I wrote the first couple pages of...
Of our book?
Yes.
You did not.
I did. It's
the twin girls?
Yes.
Get out of here.
I did.
And you left it on your desk?
I know.
What if somebody takes it and publishes it while we're on our radio show?
God bless them.
Wow. Okay, then we'll just kind of go from that.
Okay.
Are you happy with it?
So far, I thought of some things a couple sentences to rewrite this morning. I was going to rewrite it, and I got
it. Program, though, for next week's library show, the first two pages do Jennifer and I's new teen mystery series.
It's going to be more tween than teen.
It's going to be more tween than teen, which is fine with me, Jennifer. Tween meaning younger?
Younger.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Okay.
What's tween? What are the ages... Are you a tween?
We're doing like 4 to 6th grade. It could go 5 to 7, depending. Or, you know,
yeah, we got to get a little older. You don't
want
to put some.
I don't want
racy things in there. You
don't want
boyfriends
vampires.
In there. No, you got to have.
You can have boyfriends. You can. How old were you when you had your first crush, Jim Thatch?
A crush, but you didn't go out on any date. I guess you don't. I don't know.
Well,
no, I guess it got to be. How old was Nancy Drew?
Oh, she was perpetually whatever, 16.
Right,
17.
Exactly. Oh, well, she's a little older.
Yeah.
I think I want them to be, I want them to be whatever you started with. So next week.
About 6th grade.
What's the date next week?
The 23rd.
April 23rd. Breaking news. First couple pages of Jennifer and I's new tween mystery novel series.
Yes.
As of yet untitled?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But I have names for the main characters.
Wow. Well, don't tell me.
I emailed them to and said, what did you think of them? And you said they were good.
You did? What was this?
It's one of the many emails you ignored.
Wow. Okay. I don't remember. Okay, Jennifer, it's 1:30 the hour, and if I'm remembering correctly, we don't have any news, do we?
Nope.
We just
no news.
Recap the weather for you, which I will do right now. Today, expect partly cloudy skies, temperatures in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, we have rain 70 degrees, but we have rain, an 80% chance of rain, unfortunately. Saturday, the sun comes back and 76 degrees, full sun. So Saturday is the day to do something. Jennifer, are you going to do something outside?
I'm going to work.
It'll be the best day of the next five will be Saturday. Sunday is okay, 62 degrees and partly cloudy. And then Monday, it looks like the rain will return. Actually, it will return because it says 100% here, Jennifer. And temperatures only in the upper 50s. So enjoy Saturday, please. Don't say you weren't warned that it was going to be nice.
I know.
You going to work in your garden?
I'm working Saturday.
Colin's sick.
Just announced to the entire world I'll call in sick.
Why? You have spring fever. Welcome back to the library show. Jim Gannot will be here in less than a half hour with his show, Taking Care of Business. But right now it's the library show. And we have some business to take care of ourselves, Jennifer. Namely, Friends of the Hunter County Library Book Sale. I feel like playing trivia later.
I'll get it right on it.
Do you?
Yes.
2 weeks away, Jennifer. The Friends of the Hunter County Library Book Sale. It's a 3-day sale this year. Saturday, May 2nd, Sunday, May 3rd, and Monday, May 4th at South County Branch Park, which is where the Flemington Fair is every year, if you've ever been there. The times, Jennifer, Saturday, the times are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, always half price day. Hours are 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Monday, which is bag sale day, where we give you a bag and you fill it up for $5. And that's Monday, May 4th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. There'll be early bird admission hours for Friends members from 8 to 10 a.m. where you can pay to get in yourself if you don't want to be a Friend member. Just pay $20. But I suggest becoming a Friends member. If you want any information about that, check out our webpage, hclibrary.us. We're having our book drives coming up these next couple weeks. There's two big drives, Saturday, April 25th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Sunday, April 26th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at South County Park. So just load up your car. If you have a lot of books, just drive them there. We'll unload your car for you. You can sit there listening to the radio.
I
know on Sunday,
if you
come at 11 a.m., there's a 102.9 has breakfast with the Beatles. You can enjoy some strawberry fields forever. They'll have charitable contribution forms for you on hand as well, so you get a little tax break. Is that what that was for, Jennifer?
Correct.
That part is done.
Starting today, you can drop off a couple bags, boxes at the headquarters, North County or South County.
If you have small amounts of books that you can tote yourself, just drop them off, as Jennifer said, at any of our library locations, the main libraries, HCL, NCB,
SCB.
And the South County Branch Library, and we will take care of them for you. Just leave them right in the lobby. Just leave them right there. This is what they accept, Jennifer: hardbacks, paperbacks, children's books, large print books, DVDs, CDs, video games, and books on CD. They also need volunteers if you want to help out this year. This is the 19th year, so this is a great community event. You can meet a lot of great people. Volunteers are needed and welcome to help collect books at the book drives, help sort books in advance of the sale, and also volunteers for the actual book sale itself. To volunteer, download the volunteer form from our website, hclibrary.us, and click on Friends Book Sale, which is right on the homepage. If you want more information, email fohclfriends@gmail.com. And finally, the benefit, Jennifer. Come early and shop long, because all proceeds benefit our Hunterdon County Library system. Money from recent book sales paid for a renovated kitchen in the meeting room at the Route 12 Library, as well as its Bookmark Cafe. Also provided were furniture at the North County Branch Library, shelving at South County Branch, and reading music programs at several libraries. Each of the 7 affiliate libraries benefit from the book sale proceeds as well. Plus, their scholarship fund.
Yes, that's funded by the preview sale. The day before.
The day before, the and they give book scholarships to a senior at each of the Hunterdon County high schools.
Correct.
Like every year, Jennifer, they expect to have a rich supply of cookbooks, romances, thrillers, classics, and children's books, just to name a few. Winter has broken. Come join us for a great way to celebrate spring.
And you have another great way to celebrate spring?
Go ahead.
Because I do. The Hunterdon County Comic Fest. It's going to be the first one of its kind in Hunterdon County. It's co-sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library and the Frenchtown Book Garden. There's going to be comics, artists, games, workshops, and much, much more. The confirmed guests so far are Scott Hanna, an artist and inker with Marvel and DC Comics, Pamela Ptak, a fashion designer from Project Runway, Rob Feldman, who does Dr. Shroud and Comic Zap, Mike Stewart, and I don't have the correct, I believe he was a, I know he's an author. I believe he was affiliated with Disney for a while. Shannon O'Connell, a comic artist and illustrator. John Schmidtberger, who does Mr. Pig, who I've heard is a very popular Bucks County, Rivertown comic book.
Oh, I've actually seen that, I think.
Okay. Have you?
I was looking at you like, what are you talking about? Then I go, wait a minute. Yeah. I think I have seen that.
So we're gonna learn how to make your own comics, meet the artists, make your own Minecraft. It's going to not make your own Minecraft blocks, but we're going to have a live Minecraft game. Dress up as your favorite character for cosplay. Play games with
your friends. We really should look up what Minecraft is.
I know. Jeremiah and Kendra keep trying to explain it to me, and I'm not getting it. But that's okay. I mean, to me, it's just like building.
I thought Jeremiah was going to call in this week.
Maybe he got busy at his job.
Or maybe you had the phone turned off again.
No, the phone is on.
Okay.
That was the first thing I checked. You've made me lose my train. We're going to have the artists and the illustrators will be like in an author alley. Well, maybe we'll call it artist alley. And you can meet them. They'll sign their work. Some of them will have things for sale. Shannon will teach you how to make your own little comic book just with one slit in a piece of paper and folding it and... So that'll be...
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really... We're going to have a scavenger hunt. First, Second Books, a division of Macmillan, has sent me a package of really cool things. Penguin Random House has promised to send me some. Actually, I have a box from them today. I don't know if maybe that's what's in it. So we're going to have lots of really great giveaways. I think we're just going to do them as door prizes, so...
Oh, great. That's a good idea.
So stay tuned. There's going to be a couple of panels about digital comics and comic books in the digital age. So that's going to be 10 to 4, and it is free and open to everyone of all ages.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to that. Well, give me the date, May 16th,
May 16th,
correct?
Saturday, May 16th.
Of course it's the day of the Preakness. What's the time?
10 to 4.
Oh, perfect. Perfect timing.
Are you going to stop by?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe I am, Jennifer.
Okay. Glad to hear it, Jim Thatch.
And finally, actually, quick program, though. It's 62 degrees currently in Flemington. Do you know what the temperature is in Sedona, Arizona right now?
I really don't.
44 degrees. How's that possible?
And is what the particular interest with Sedona is?
No, it just says it right here. I just glancing at the computer screen. No other reason than that, Jennifer. It caught my scattered brain's interest. Okay, finally, one other big event coming up in the next couple months is our Hunterdon County Library Outdoor Art Show and Sale, also sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. This will be on Saturday, June 13th at 10 a.m. At 10 a.m. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Jennifer. Having trouble with my pronouns? What's that word?
What's prepositions.
My prepositions today, Jennifer. This is open to all residents of Hunterdon County and Bucks County. Registration fees. So if you are an artist, we'll accept the first 75, and we have about 25 entries already, Jennifer. So if you're interested, or your artist and interested in entering the show, please go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage, there's a link to get you to the entry form. Fill it out and send it in to us just to make sure you get in. Now, the show itself, Jennifer, we set up snow fences on the library lawn. 75 of the best local artists will display their work. Some of it will be judged. There'll be cash prizes, a Best in Show award. A lot of it, for most of it, almost all of it, Jennifer, will be for sale. So you might be able to find something for your living room above your couch or something. You're always looking for local artwork, Jennifer. Do you have any local artwork hanging in your house?
I do.
Richard Gerstner.
No, John Monahan.
Oh, okay. Jennifer's father. He's a local artist.
He is.
Also that day, the Hunterdon County, I keep forgetting to bring their press release. I'll bring it next week. The Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Fair will be in the building right next to the library, and all the Cultural and Heritage Commission groups will be there to show you what they do, and you'll be surprised how many there are. Cultural and Heritage Commission gives the library a grant every year, which we're very appreciative of. Also, there's going to be music, Jennifer. Acoustic Road, one of the better local bands, in my opinion. They play at the Old York Winery a lot. We'll be there to perform all day long. They'll be playing classic rock and easy listening songs. Matt and Jeff are the two gentlemen's names, and that is worth the price of admission alone in my mind.
And the admission is free, so.
Correct. And then we're also going to have concessions. We're working on that. Hopefully a local group like the Girl Scouts will set up and sell you food. Of course, you're welcome to bring your own chairs or blankets and picnic lunch and spend a few hours with us. Last year was a glorious day under the trees at the library. So I'm anticipating the same. So that's the Outdoor Art Show and Sale, Saturday, June 13th. Save the date.
And talking about the art show, it made me think, we have new tables and chairs in our cafe.
Oh, are they set up?
Have you been downstairs?
I have not.
What are you waiting for, Jim Thatch?
How long have they been down there?
I had somebody move one of the big tables out last night.
Oh, and we I'll brought have to the last see. How do they tables. Look?
They look very nice. We have one more piece of furniture to move out of there, but we're doing a little rearranging.
So this is the next step in our Bookmark Cafe, which started a year or two ago now.
Well, at least, no, because we had it during Sandy.
So 2 years.
Yeah, at least.
A little over 2 years. The Bookmark Cafe has been in existence. On our lower level, we have a Keurig machine. At some point, we're going to get snacks, or occasionally we have snacks, free snacks. We have our TV down there.
Maybe we'll have to have them to celebrate the new tables.
We like to show movies down there a lot during the holidays and other times. We have a big screen TV down there. So it's a nice place to relax, get a cup of coffee, and hang out at the library.
And here's a little tip. There's an extra wireless router in that room, so the wireless is really strong in there.
Oh, so you can hang with your laptop. Yeah. Watch a movie. Multitask.
There you go.
Okay, Jennifer, let's go to our last commercial break.
And then I have what you requested.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll be right back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I'm Karen Politash of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show with the ever mobile Jim Thatch, who has taken his microphone off the stand.
I'm holding the microphone in my hand now, Jennifer, kind of mixing it up a little bit the last 15 minutes of the show.
I have Sirius Radio in my car, and there's a Sinatra station, and I heard Nancy Sinatra talking about her father and saying that a lot of singers don't really know how to use the microphone, but she felt her father did, like when to move it away from his mouth. And so we'll see if you do.
There was actually a two-part Sinatra biography on HBO that I watched recently.
Oh, did you? Because this is the 100th year of his, the 100th anniversary of his birth.
Oh, okay.
In December.
There was probably a reason, Jennifer. Yeah, I have a love-hate relationship with Frank Sinatra.
I know. You don't think he's that great.
I appreciate his talent, but I don't know. He did a lot of bad things, too. He did good and bad. Jennifer, you know what? I'm going to go on a limb and say he did it his way.
Good job, Jim Thatch. All right. 20 questions?
I'm ready. What, general trivia?
General trivia. I'm going to give you each question has a category.
General trivia.
But Jim just saluted. But I'm going to give you the category for the first one, because if you read the question and you don't know what the category is, it sounds kind of awkward.
I think you're underestimating me, Jennifer.
No. You'll hear it. And I'm not underestimating you. Celebrity real estate is the category.
What?
Looking for.
It should never be a category for any reason. Go ahead.
Listen. Looking for something white. After 8 years, I have taken a liking to white houses. I might move back in sometime in the future, although if we do, there is one rule, no interns. Who said that? Was it Colin Powell, George Bush, Bill Clinton, or Al Gore?
You say Bill Clinton, Jennifer.
Yes, I would just like to
how
say...
How can you move back in? Because Hillary is going to be president,
right,
possibly.
But it says, I might move back in, although if we do. So his pronouns do not match. Okay, another word for the long tobacco pipe North American Indians smoked on ceremonial...
Peace pipe.
...occasions is a peace pipe. What's another word for it? Secant, calliope, calamute, or dappy?
What was the last word?
Dappy.
It's one of the last two. Calliope is a merry-go-round, isn't it? Or
yes. And a secant is a trigonometry.
A secant
word.
Is a thing that you look at stars when you're when you are sailing.
You want to say calumet?
Yes.
Me too.
I'm sick of holding this microphone, by the way. I put it back in.
Okie dokie. It has become conventional political wisdom that this element was the major factor in determining whether voters believed Nixon or Kennedy won the 1960 presidential debates, whether they were Democrats or Republicans, whether they were Protestant or Catholic, whether they viewed it on television or heard it on the radio, or whether they lived in a red state or a blue state.
I'm going to say about the television.
Okay. The Australian national anthem is Advanced Australia Fair, Waltzing Matilda, Tie Me Kangaroo Down, or Down Under?
Probably the first one.
Advanced Australia Fair. How many aircraft carriers in total were sunk at the Battle of Midway? 4 Japanese and 1 American? 1 Japanese, 1 American? 4 Japanese, 4 American? 1 Japanese, 4 American?
America won Midway.
Did.
Yes, whatever is the U.S. favor.
4 Japanese, 1 American?
Sure.
Okie dokie. Which of these is a client-side script executed in a user's browser?
What kind of questions are these? Go ahead.
Cold Fusion, C, Perl, or JavaScript?
Probably JavaScript.
That's what I would say.
Go ahead.
In your standard package of milk chocolate M&Ms...
Mm-hmm.
Before the purple ones came out, where are the purple ones?
I never saw a purple one.
And this is UK-based. You had 5 basic colors, yellow, red, blue, green, and brown. Which of these colors did not originally have its own character personality, but only got one in 2012?
Probably brown.
Which is the correct spelling of appendectomy?
You just take care of that one, Jennifer, and we'll move on.
Because I'm such a good speller. What word could be used for the British World War II aircraft, a Marvel Comics character, real name Jacqueline Fallsworth, a Triumph sports car, or a quick-tempered woman? Fokker, Hurricane, Spitfire, or Messerschmitt?
Spitfire.
Which evening prayer did medieval Catholic monks attend to around sunset? Vespers, Martins, Prime, or Compline?
Vespers.
Who was the monetary consultant and political advisor to Nixon, Ford, Reagan, and Bush administrations, and continued under Clinton as chairman of the Federal Reserve Board? Donald Trump, Alan Greenspan.
Greenspan.
An easy one first.
What?
It says an easy one first. What was the name of the Boleyn who became queen in 1533? Whatever. This track athlete was known as much for her fashion style as her...
Flo Jo.
What was her name? Her real
Florence
name?
Florence Griffith Joyner?
Yes. Nicknamed Flo Jo. What was her real name? How many ships did Columbus have to discover the New World in 1492?
3.
All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put who back together.
Humpty
again.
Dumpty.
The Big Lebowski is a movie film written by and directed
the
by
Coen the... Coen Brothers.
Famous Coen Brothers. Which of the following is not one of their movies? And this is really silly. They've got all of the above. It's the third choice. Raising Arizona, Blood was their Simple. Movie.
Blood Simple was their movie.
Fargo was their movie.
Fargo was their
They're
movie.
They're all Coen Brothers movies. Nouns are words that refer to people, places, and...
things.
I know you laughed. I heard you laughed. You laughed, you laughed, and you laughed, and then you left. But now I'm utterly mad, and... I'll be wearing that clean white coat. The devil made me do it. They're coming to take me away. Ha ha.
They're coming to take me away.
Some horse breeds are named after the area or country where they were first developed. Which of these horse breeds were first created in the USA? Carmagu, Thoroughbred, Tennessee Walking Horse, or Paso Fino?
I'm going to guess Tennessee Walking Horse, Jennifer.
What kind of animal is a Pumba? A pig, a boar, a hog, or a warthog?
Spell that. Oh, Pumba?
Yeah.
Oh, warthog.
Disney question. Submit my answers, and let's see. Bill Clinton is indeed looking for a new White House. Calumet is another word for a peace pipe.
Ooh, that was one of the... We might have done very well here.
I think so. Whether people thought Nixon or Kennedy won the debates was whether they viewed it on television or heard it on the radio. The Australian National Anthem is Advanced Australia Fair.
Got over that hurdle.
Where do you see this? Four Japanese and one American aircraft carriers were sunk during the Battle of Midway. JavaScript is a client-side script.
I think we might be home free.
I think we might be. Brown did not have a character personality until 2012. Brown M&Ms. I spelled appendectomy correct. Spitfire is a British World War II aircraft, a Marvel Comics character, a Triumph sports car, or a quick-tempered woman. Vespers is the evening prayer medieval Catholic monks said. Alan Greenspan was the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board. Anne Boleyn was the queen in 1533. Flo Jo is Florence Griffith Joyner. Columbus did take three ships to discover the New World in 1492. Humpty Dumpty was who the king's horses and king's men could not put back together again. I'm seeing all green check marks, Tim Thatch. The Big Lebowski.
The Coen Brothers.
Coen Brothers. Everything was written by the Coen. Fargo. Nouns do refer to people, places, and things. I know you laughed. They're coming to take me away. Ha ha. Tennessee Walking Horses were originally bred in the U.S. of A. And Pumba is a warthog.
We got them all right. So the first time we've ever got them all correct.
The first time.
Awesome. Well, good job.
First time ever in the history of the library. Well done. Library show. What else you got?
Let me just mention real quick for the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, which whom our radio show would not be possible. Jennifer, they're having their community day the same day as our art show, but at different times, Jennifer. So you could go to both. And I suggest you should go to both. It's Saturday, June 13th, 2015, from 12:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the aforementioned South County Park, where the book sale will also be. They did this for the first time last year there, and I think it was a success. Were you there, Jennifer?
The bookmobile was, and it was a tremendous success.
The bookmobile will be there again this year. We just got to find somebody to drive it. I heard a rumor that anyone can drive the bookmobile.
That is untrue.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, darn. So maybe the bookmobile will be a community, but there'll be a ton of other things to do.
I'm going to do my best to make it there.
And I believe they show a movie that night, too. Did they do that last year? A drive-in movie?
They showed Wizard of Oz last year.
Right. As like a drive-in kind of thing.
Yeah.
There'll be more information about this coming out. They're looking for sponsors right now. If you're interested in being a sponsor, just go to the Chamber's website and click a form and fill it out, and they'd be happy to have you sponsor. And I think you'd be happy, too. You get a lot of exposure. That's what it's all about, Jennifer.
What it's all about.
Your whole community will be there seeing what a great company you are.
Shake it all about.
For sponsoring. What's that mean?
Do the hokey pokey and turn it all about. That's what it's all about.
Okay, Jennifer's losing her mind.
They're coming to take me away.
Which must mean that oh my gosh, I don't have the music queued up. Go ahead, talk for a minute, Jennifer.
Keep talking
and turn my microphone down.
Turn your microphone down. Talk for a minute. Don't forget to check out our website, hclibrary.us. Which has got all the information about all the programs we talked about. It's also got a Maker's Day video. It's got a link to the HCL scrapbook showing all the highlights of the 2014 year. It's got information about the book sale, Comic Fest, Outdoor Art Show, tax information, which tax day was yesterday, so I guess it's time for that to come off. It also has a message that the Hunterdon County, the headquarters, North County, South County Branch Library will be closed the morning of May 1st for staff training day. The headquarters library will reopen at 1 o'clock. North County Branch and South County Branch Libraries will reopen at 1:30. And it looks like that's about it for today. Jim Gannot will be in shortly to take care of some business. Thanks for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The major world powers, including the U.S., will meet with Iran next week to resume talks on Tehran's nuclear program. The deadline for a comprehensive deal is at the end of June. Secretary of State John Kerry believes a deal will be made.
We are confident about our ability for the president to negotiate an agreement and to do so with the ability to make the world safer.
The sides reached a framework agreement earlier this month to limit Tehran's nuclear program so that it has no military applications. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin is defending his move to approve the delivery of the air defense missile system to Iran, saying the 2010 ban was voluntary.
He believes that lifting the ban doesn't contradict international sanctions against Iran, which are still in place despite a framework agreement reached between Tehran and world powers over its nuclear program.
That was AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma. Israel is strongly opposed to the move. This is USA Headline News.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, April 17th through the 20th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators' 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Or Bellawood 3/4-inch exotic hardwood up to 77% off. Bamboo, laminate, and more up to 67% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store. And 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
A 61-year-old postal worker from Florida is facing charges after he landed a small helicopter on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol building yesterday. Nothing hazardous was found on the craft. In a recent interview by the Tampa Bay Times, the pilot, Douglas Hughes, said he felt he needed to make a statement.
I will tell you completely honestly, I'd rather die in the flight than live to be 80 years old and see this country fall.
He says he wanted to deliver letters to Congress to draw attention to campaign finance corruption. President Obama talked about tax breaks yesterday on Tax Day during a town hall meeting in North Carolina. He told the crowd that his budget will lower the tax burden on 44 million Americans.
I want to cut taxes for more than 5 million middle-class families who need help paying for child care. I want to cut taxes for more than 8 million families and students who need help paying for college. I want to cut taxes to help 30 million workers save for retirement.
Meanwhile, Congress spent yesterday discussing the tax code. This is USA Headline News.
This is a special broadcast. At 4:10 p.m. today, I died. And yet here I am. Why? I am a messenger of God.
This Friday.
This is the beginning.
A star fell from heaven. It changed us and gave us a new destiny to stop the devil himself.
Wait, you mean like the devil devil?
The end will begin.
We're the angels of the apocalypse.
The Messengers, series premiere Friday on the CW.
The U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C. is one of the focal points as the nation pauses for a day of remembrance. USA's John Clemens reports.
I had the opportunity to speak to Peter Fred-